When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Tracy. We're your go-to hosts for all things midlife, menopause, and moments of pure mayhem.
Whether you're navigating hot flashes, chasing new passions, or just trying to remember why you walked into a room,
we've got you. Every week we bring you tips, real-life stories, and expert advice to help you laugh, learn, and thrive through this midlife wild journey. 7 tips on how to rekindle a relationship. I just kind of thought this was pertinent for the Valentine's Day weekend.
Yes.
Even though this episode will drop after that, but just because it's been recently Valentine's Day, I thought it would be good to talk about ways to rekindle a relationship if you've been in a long-term relationship.
Right.
You know, similar to you and Paige, you guys have been together for many years now. Mm-hmm. Just thinking of ways, it's kind of hard.
Right. Well, and I think too, you know, we really talk a lot about different changes that you experience through midlife.
Right.
And one of them is becoming empty nesters, and you're no longer consumed by, you know, activities with the kids and things like that. You know, a lot changes, and your relationship kind of changes too. So it's kind of like, okay, you know, we need to, now we're seeing each other a lot more than we used to.
Right.
And sometimes that can be very good, and sometimes it doesn't go so well.
Or if you've been in a relationship and, like you said, you're empty nesters.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you've changed a lot.
Right.
Right? And your partner has changed a lot over the years. And it's kind of hard to reconnect sometimes.
Right.
So
it becomes monotonous.
It does. It can. It doesn't have to. And I don't think it happens to everybody.
Right.
But I think a lot of couples do kind of fall into a rut.
Right.
If
yeah.
you will. Right. Mm-hmm. And trying to get out of it. I mean, it's funny. I'm addicted to the early onset feelings of a relationship.
Yes.
Like the butterflies.
Yes.
And
it's
the
very
excitement.
Exciting.
And, you know, always being on your best behavior.
Right.
Right.
And doing things to, you know, make your partner feel better.
Yes.
And getting to know them is exciting,
yes.
even, you
all
know.
All of those things. But then what do you do when, you know, the honeymoon phase is over?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you have children at home, babies.
Yeah.
Right? That, you know, is a very stressful time, I think,
oh, gosh.
For
yeah.
young couples or you know, older couples even too,
mm-hmm.
because of everything that, you know, the baby takes all the attention.
Right.
Right? So the
And it's harder to find time, you know, alone time.
Yes.
For each other.
Right.
So.
And things to talk about outside of
right.
the children.
The daily, yeah.
Right.
Daily
so
grind.
I think most couples fall into a comfort zone, you know, in typical routines with their partners.
Mm-hmm.
So here are 7 tips to rekindle your relationships. And the first one is make time to talk.
Yes.
So, like you said, you're getting to know someone in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So you find yourself doing things that might be out of character for you even.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Right? Like, I think of that dating, you know, it's like outside of hiking and stuff, I'm pretty open to trying a lot of things.
Right.
If someone else is interested in it. But I think that it is important to just talk.
Right.
Besides, how was your day? You know, kind of things. Talk.
Yeah. And asking that's very important, I think, but in detail and really listening to what your partner's saying, you know, bringing up, you know, if you know they're working on projects at work or, you know, ask how that's going. But I also think too, you know, sometimes it's really important to kind of get a feel for where they feel the relationship is.
Right.
Even if you're 10 years in, like, are you getting everything from me that you need?
Right.
And vice versa, you know, because like you said, we change over time and sometimes the things we need or want change as well. And it's really important to have that open communication so that you're both know. I mean, we can't read minds.
Yes. And actively listening.
Yes.
So it's funny because my son and I have recently had a couple conversations about this. And I think that there are two types of people in the world, mm-hmm. that there are those who listen and those who wait to talk.
Oh,
and
yes.
And I am, without a doubt, one who waits to talk. So for me, actively listening is something that I have to have complete focus on when
right.
I'm doing it.
Right.
And not waiting to talk. Right?
Yeah.
Just actively listening, period.
Right. Yeah.
So,
I don't know. That's crucial.
Yeah.
And it is a lot more work for some people.
It is.
Than others.
It is, right?
Which is
it
fine.
Is. But the next one coming up, why don't you go ahead and...
The next one is share gratitude and appreciation. That's huge.
Yes.
You know, it's really... Paige is so good at this. She really is. And I like to think I am, but I as I was reading through this earlier, I thought, I probably don't do that often enough. She's, like I said, really good at it. Like, there's kind of these, like... jobs, I guess, around the house that, you know, like I do the laundry. She does most of the cooking. She's the one that cleans the floors because it kills my back to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's just certain things that we each do.
Yep.
And Paige has just always been really good at like, hey, thanks for doing that. Even though it's what I do, you know, but
right.
she'll say, thanks for doing my laundry.
Oh.
You know, and it's, but I do it every week. That's just one of my jobs. So, but I think that's really important because it is good to know that you're appreciated,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah. And validating, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And it's something
absolutely.
Positive. It's utilizing positivity, which I don't think we do enough.
Right.
As a whole.
Especially when it's little things like that, that, you know, it's like I said, I do the laundry every week, yet she still thanks me for it. And that's, I think, really important to remember to do things like that.
Yeah. Yeah, and the effort fades, I think, over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're not trying as hard to make the person feel loved and wanted, and because you just, you know, it's like you both know that you love each other and want each other, but
right.
you don't say it anymore.
Right. Or talk about the ways your partner contributes to your relationship.
Mm-hmm. How they make you feel,
uh-huh.
things they do that you like.
I think how they make you feel is very important because
absolutely.
I don't think that perhaps everyone realizes
mm-hmm.
how they are making you feel
mm-hmm.
at certain times when they say something or do something in a certain way. So I think
right.
that communication is very important.
Absolutely.
And is a key to strengthening the relationship is to say it out loud.
Yeah.
And this article that we're referencing is by Dr. Summerfield. And of course, we'll put a link in the description of our show to this article out of Women's Health.
Mm-hmm.
And the next step is to try something new together.
This is cool.
It is cool. And we've talked about it before, just trying something new, how
mm-hmm.
important that is, whether it's in a relationship or outside of a relationship. But
right.
Relationships often flourish because you're creating new memories,
right.
too, by doing that with a person.
Yeah.
So.
I'm early on in the relationship, you know, there's a lot of excitement and you're doing things, you know, maybe you've never done before, but they enjoy doing and vice versa. And it's fun and exciting and you're getting to know them.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, sometimes it just after a period of time kind of feels monotonous. So it's really important to say, hey, you know what? we've never been skiing together or at all. Like, right. Let's try it. Or just, you know, anything.
A new recipe together.
Right, absolutely.
It doesn't even have to cooking be going new, out, mm-hmm. you know, with inflation and maybe you're watching your budget. You know, routines are helpful and they create predictability and mm-hmm. certainty in a relationship. But having something new and spontaneous.
Right.
Really, you know,
kind of brings that excitement back.
Yeah.
Right.
And sometimes you need change.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
Maybe try something new.
The next one, show affection.
Yeah.
So this is something that I didn't grow up in a house where we showed a lot of affection, both verbally and physically. We would say, I love you, like when we were leaving the house or anything like that, but not just like randomly. Right. I love you, Mom. You know, nothing like that. It was just the environment. So I kind of am that way. It's not that I don't want to do it or say it. Right. I just don't, it doesn't come naturally for me.
Right.
It's gotten better. But yeah, just, you know, when your partner's cooking dinner, walk up and kiss them on the cheek.
Yeah.
Or, you know, hold their hand while you're watching a movie or just little things like that. Especially if it's something that you realize hasn't been happening for a while since you were, you know, early yeah. in the relationship, then it is exciting. It's like, oh, I remember when you used to kiss me on my neck when I was cooking dinner. Like, you know,
yes.
So bring it back, you know?
And I don't think that it's necessarily men who fall into mm-hmm. this, you know, pattern
well,
of
we
not
always
showing affection.
Yeah.
I think women, especially now that so many more are entering the workforce mm-hmm. or are holding down full-time jobs.
Right. And, yeah.
You know, outside of the home, on top of the things in the home.
Right. Yeah. Paige and I always joke that I'm the guy in the relationship. So
I definitely would be. I have those tendencies. But apparently showing affection also increases chemicals in mm-hmm. the brain, such as endorphins, which send signals of care, love, and safety.
Right. Yeah.
Which are, when you hear that, you realize how
that's,
important it is.
Right.
You don't maybe think
that's
of
a
it
feeling
initially.
That you want to have and you want your partner to have.
Right. But it has to, of course, be genuine. Right.
Oh, yeah.
It has to be genuine.
Absolutely.
Plan a date night. Number five is plan a date night for some alone time.
Oh, this can be challenging if you do have little kids at home.
Yes. Well, I think it can be challenging overall.
I
find myself maybe thinking, oh, okay, let's do something on Wednesday. But when Wednesday gets there,
mm-hmm.
maybe
and
I've
you're
had
tired.
A bad day.
Yeah.
Or I'm tired. I didn't sleep well. Or a lot is going on.
Right.
But I think striking a balance between catering to your relationship and other responsibilities is hard, especially, like, you know, with work schedules and caring for children and life. But it's important to add some alone time for the busy schedule.
Right.
And again, it could be just cooking. Maybe, you know, the kids are at grandparents' house.
Right. Yeah,
and
absolutely.
You spend a night at home and just, you know, cooking a recipe together, maybe watching a movie together.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily, in my mind, have to be somewhere where you spend money.
Right.
Or go outside of the home.
Yeah. I mean, one thing Paige and I love doing is playing card games. And so we do pretty often. Actually, we haven't done it for a little while, but now that I think about it. But we, you know, we'll sit down and put on a show that we don't have to pay too much attention to
right.
or play some music and play cards, you know, one evening.
That's
and
a good idea.
So, yeah, something we like to do. So even little things like that, you know, have a picnic in your backyard.
Yeah. I think with social and with the internet
mm-hmm.
and cell phones now, playing cards just kind of isn't thought of as much as
right.
it used to.
Yeah. I mean, you know, watching a movie together or a show that you like, that's great, but you're not engaging in conversation. You're not, you know, really getting that connection
right.
that you would if, you know, you're having a picnic or camping out in the backyard or playing card games or, you know, it's a very different connection that you're going to have. So.
Right. Even maybe going for a drive.
Right. Absolutely. The next one is shake up your sexual routine.
There you go.
That's very important.
I was just going to say that should be number one. I don't think that they're listed in order of priority.
Right.
Because
right.
so I think that would have to be
well, and
number one.
I think everyone individually and as a couple, their priorities are different. Some people just aren't very sexual. That's not very important to them.
And but, as you age, you lose your sex drive.
Exactly.
Women, perhaps even men, you know, their loss of testosterone.
Yeah, libido.
Yeah, their libido at all. Yeah.
Yeah. And there's, you know, there's a lot of ways you can do that. You know, maybe do it somewhere different in the house than you normally do,
yes.
or a different position, or maybe bring some toys into the mix. Maybe watch some porn or read some porn or, you know,
well, like one of our recent guests, Karin,
yes.
had mentioned there are audiobooks available now.
Yeah, if you're not comfortable watching
that.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't comfortable watching that, you know, especially together, which is fine. Yeah, there's different ways to do it. But yeah, I think that's very crucial because it does tend to, you know, become less and less that you're having sex and, you know, it's like, oh, when's the last time we did that? Months ago.
right. And back to Hot or Just Me with Karin, one of our recent guests, she has a products.
Yes.
On the website, Hot or Just Me.
Lubricants.
Yeah.
A lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I find, and I think a lot of people do, it's actually a really good energy release.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a reason that you feel good after you know, physically.
Right.
And emotionally when you have that intimacy with your partner. So it's really good, you know, for you physically and mentally as well.
Yeah.
So
massage oils, all kinds of different things. But I think communication, back to that, and then throwing this in, I think is definitely, it's very important.
Yes, so. Absolutely.
Make room for healing and forgiveness.
Oh, this is a good one.
Yeah, it's so important. Arguments and disagreements in a relationship are normal, but they often don't present themselves during the honeymoon phase because at that point, you're in the honeymoon phase and you're less likely to
criticize or be negative, right?
Yeah, or pointing the finger. Healing and forgiveness is so important. And I think that forgiveness is important for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've always said that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm not going to forgive you for something to make you feel better. Honestly, I do it for me.
So you're not harboring that.
Yeah.
Right. And I think this is where communication really comes into, because I think over time, you know, you get to a point where maybe you're arguing about really stupid things, and maybe it's because there's some kind of underlying resentment. You know, like I said, Paige and I have kind of assumed jobs in the house. It wasn't like we sat down and said,
right.
And maybe you want some more help around the house, especially if you are empty nesters now, and, you know, why can't you help do more things around the house? Why can't, you know? And so these are things you need to talk about and constantly reevaluate. Like I said, communication is huge. And I think that's how you're able to forgive and, you know.
And heal.
Yes.
Yeah. Try not to harbor on it, to dwell on it, you know, for yourself to heal.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first step to me has always been important to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I do that more for myself than anyone else.
Right.
But then because I think it helps me heal quicker to move past it so that I'm not harboring. Because oftentimes if I have forgiven someone, there's still some resentment.
Still hold, yes.
Yeah, there's...
Well, and I think too, especially, you know, in times when you have, like I said, these silly arguments, maybe there's big ones. But one thing that has really worked for me is I do a lot of journaling in my phone. And when I am feeling resentful or frustrated about something, I'll write it down in my phone and then I'll think about, you know, what is it that I need to make this better? You know, what can we both do to meet in the middle to resolve this and then have that conversation? Because sometimes if I just go right into the conversation with her,
the heat of the
I'm
moment.
Too worked up. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I need to like sit down, write it down, and then I need to provide answers to her. Like, what is it I need from you? Or how can we come to a conclusion on this together? You know? And that way I'm not just like I hate it when you blah, 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 or you never, you know, and then it's like, okay, well, what do you want me to do? I don't know. I'm just mad.
Right. Right. And I think that's what a lot of couples stumble into.
Yes.
Right. And you don't know, you're just angry.
Especially if you've been letting it build and then you just boil over, you know,
and it's kind of everything at that point. And I think that that's what a lot of couples unfortunately fall into in once they've been together for multiple years, because things do build up. And if you don't work through them, you know, in the time that they're happening, then so much does build up that you can't
just
really
explode.
Communicate. Well, all of the six steps before that we just talked about don't really matter, right?
Right.
But
and I think too, you know, this is where, you know, the listening comes in.
Yes.
So if your partner is coming to you saying, this is a problem for me, this is what I feel I need to resolve it, you know, really listen to them. And again, be grateful that they're opening up to you. Thank them for it.
Right.
And, you know, say yes, like, let's talk, but let's talk this through. And rather than just like, you know, like we said, boiling over and you create another fight and you get nowhere.
And you're not getting anywhere.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's one thing to argue because, and again, more so in the honeymoon phase, but then you get to make up, right? But once you've been together 10, 15 years, you don't really look forward to making up like you used to.
Right. Because you don't.
Yeah.
You know,
you
become resentful and bitter and.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And perhaps even distant.
Yeah. Respect is huge. Respect is huge.
It is. Mutual respect and trust, I think, are foundations of relationships. And honestly, I don't feel that a relationship has any chance of being successful without those things. I remember hearing someone talk about on a scale of 1 to 10, they would always check in with their partner and say, on a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling with me right now?
Wow. I like that.
Right? A little bit. Yeah.
Interesting.
And that way it kind of, and this is something that they would use ongoing, but that way just to keep it.
Or even, you know, how close do you feel we are right now on a scale of 1 to 10?
Right.
Or, you know, anything like that. I think that's great. I like that.
And that way it can help open up dialogue too. So if you're getting a 4, you can, you know, dive into that and say, oh, okay, you're feeling a 4 for me right now. What can I do to, you know, get back up to an 8 or a 9?
Right.
I think sometimes those types of things. And there's probably a million different things.
And be honest.
Yeah.
When they ask, be honest, you know, don't be afraid to say, hey, I'm not feeling the connection very strong right now, you know? And again, you have some ideas of what it is you need to feel that or have that.
Right. And maybe like you had suggested, I think that sounds wonderful, is how you journal it and then reflect back on it and kind of evolve from that on how you can move forward.
Right. Because then you can actually have a conversation about it rather than argue.
When you're calm instead of at the heat of the moment. So I think that's really important. And especially now, I think anxiety has to be high for most people. Kind of hard to stay away from that. And on top of that, and perhaps a part of that is with this massive inflation that we're seeing.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a lot of pressure on people to, you know, just make ends meet.
Right.
You know,
money. That's the number one I would like to think.
Right.
It's been in studies before. You know, one of the number one things couples argue about
is
finances.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe
you've got to be on the same page with that.
Yes. And that's easier said than done. Right? It's easier said than done, especially if someone is, you know, more of a breadwinner than the other one. And and the one that isn't such a breadwinner tends to spend more, or perhaps doesn't check in with the other person, or with large purchases or with just their spending habits. Those types of things can lead to arguments very quickly.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing that really needs to be discussed early on in the relationship, because if you get too far into it and you realize we're not on the same page as far as how we want to manage our finances and what we want to spend our money on, you know, it's a very important conversation to have early on.
It definitely is. But also, if you've been in a relationship for an extended period of time, maybe things have changed.
Right.
And especially, again, with the way the world is now, the female might be the majority breadwinner now, where perhaps it wasn't that the case
right,
when they first got together. So then you're dealing with a man who might feel emasculated by that.
Right. Inadequate.
Or maybe is spending in excess. And, you know, you just, again, you kind of have to be on the same page and open those lines of communication to figure out how you can move past it.
Right. Absolutely. Well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. We hope you got some laughs, a little inspiration, and maybe a few new ideas.
If you loved today's episode, hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode. And hey, share the love. Send this episode to a friend who could use a good laugh and some midlife wisdom.
Connect with us on social media at Let's Talk Midlife Crisis and let us know what's on your mind. We love hearing from you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.